Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower and inspire you on your personal journey. From her cattle ranch in Alberta, this sassy psychic cowgirl uses her connections to universal energies to guide you to greater awareness and wisdom.
Hey everybody, welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio. This is Shannon chatting with you this morning. Well, it's morning in my part of the world, probably not for everybody listening. It's a beautiful sunny day here on my cattle ranch in Alberta, and that makes me happy. I truly love the sunny spot. I do sometimes have to fight my cats for it, but you know what? I'm good with that. I can deal with that. So how is everybody doing with our lovely Mercury retrograde? Last week I had talked about how it was messing up some things in my life and causing, you know, those irritations and that, you know, flexibility and planning and rescheduling and figuring it all out. It's just how it goes. It has some very powerful lessons for us, especially if you, you know, like structure and scheduling. It just gives you an opportunity to experience what it's like to have everything fall apart quite often. So, yeah, nice. You know, but it's almost over. It's over at the end of this month, and I'm sure many of you, along with myself, are counting the sleeps. I didn't find this one super intense like some of the other ones, but, you know, it did create havoc and strange situations, and you know, we just have to learn to roll with them and figure them all out, because what else are we going to do? So, my topic today is all about choices and perceptions and integrity. Now, when I was tuning in to the energies of 2014, the word integrity popped up a lot, along with transformation. And as we all know, transformation is happening. These last 2 weeks have been rather intense energy of transformation. I don't know what all you've noticed. I would love to hear your stories, but holy hay crops, in my world, I can't tell you how many shifts there have been in the last 2 weeks. I know I've jumped a few timelines because things that bothered me before now doesn't even register on my radar, which is so fabulous, right? That's how we know that we've worked through some stuff. That's how we know we're on the right track. When you look back and you something that, you know, may have irritated you or caused you to curl up in the fetal position and cry no longer even registers. And you're like, whoa, that's pretty cool. Huh, nice. We need these kind of validations because when we're on this personal self-help journey, it's not always a smooth road. Okay. It's rarely a smooth road, right? There's lots of speed bumps and bumps, and there's definitely smooth places for us to recharge and re-energize, and sometimes we need to create those smooth places to recharge and re-energize. I did that in December. For those of you who called me for sessions in December, and I said no, because I took time off. I took time away from being online as much. I took time away from seeing clients. I just took time to focus on myself and my family because, you know, the energies of December and Christmas and, you know, all the things that happen and ending of a year, I find December can be very, very, very energetically busy. And if you're an empath like I am, you, like, feel what's going on in the world, in your community, as well as in your home and with your friends. And so I find December can be busy, super busy, and I retreated. And, you know, the interesting part about that is me doing that in December is it created some shifts in relationships that I was not expecting. I didn't announce that I was retreating. I just, you know, if someone called for a session, I said, you know, I'm taking the time off to spend with the family. I'll book you either at the end, very end of December or the beginning of January. And, you know, I have amazing clients because everybody gets it, right? We're all in this together. We all have lives that get hectic or that get, you know, overwhelming. And we all understand what it's like to be in that. And so, you know, I didn't get piss anyone off or, you know, no one was mad about it. And maybe they were, but they didn't show it, so that's all good because I wasn't tuned in to my outside world as much as I was tuned in to my immediate world. That's what I did in December because it was too much. I couldn't juggle all the things I normally can juggle. Now, I've done this before. It wasn't the first time. And I've noticed that when I do this, a lot of people will make comments to me. Oh, we haven't seen you much. Or, oh, you haven't been online very much lately. Or, oh, we miss you. We miss seeing you around. Because, you know, I do have a big energy. It's just how I am, right? I can walk into a room and affect everybody in that room. I can walk into a school and affect everybody in the school. So if I'm, you know, feeling down or I'm feeling like I need to retreat, I honor that because the same goes the other way, right? If I'm not feeling on top of my game or if I'm feeling, you know, lower energy that day, I can infect everybody with that too. So I retreat. I hibernate. If you know me well, you know that hibernation happens often in my world. So that's what I did in December. I did a lot of hibernating because, you know, there was stuff going on with my immediate family and extended family and all of that, and I wanted to focus on them and spend my energy there. And so, like I said, it had some surprising ripple effects that I did not even find out about until February. Isn't that interesting? January, I didn't retreat as much. I was, you know, slowly easing back into everything because I wanted to change some of the things I was doing business-wise, right? I wanted to refocus. In December, I had chosen to really start focusing on the Reverend Shannon part of my business because I love doing weddings. I love helping people figure it all out and making their day super special. So that was another thing. And holy hay crops, it worked. Totally worked. I focused my energy on Reverend Shannon, which is less online, more in person, and it's doing amazing. I have a lot of weddings booked. I'm super excited. A lot of different kinds of ceremonies because I help you create the ceremony. And yes, I am a real reverend. I get asked that a lot. I am with the Canadian International Metaphysical Ministry, and we are approved to do weddings in Alberta. I have a little number that I put on your documents, and yeah. So that's been fun, and because it entertains me, right, because people don't expect me to be a reverend. And then I was at a bridal show on Sunday in Stony Plain, and it was so much fun. So Reverend Shannon got some bookings and got lots of, you know, people to talk to, but I have to tell you, it was Psychic Cowgirl that kind of kicked butt there. People were very intrigued by Psychic Cowgirl. And so I was joking with this lovely couple that came along, and I said, you know, I need a phone booth, right? I could be Reverend Shannon, then go in my phone booth like a superhero, twirl around, and then I'm the Psychic Cowgirl. So we had lots of giggles about that. So now I'm kind of booked for Reverend Shannon for a while, so maybe I'll start focusing on Psychic Cowgirl again. It was so much fun. I am simply delighted by all the people that are intrigued, interested, telling me about their experiences, and are being way more open to their own intuitive abilities and their, you know, what goes on in their own world. and wanting to know more so they can, you know, get better at it. Simply delightful. Simply delightful. Now, I have a big client base over in the Stony Plains, Spruce Grove area. So I knew to bring my Psychic Cowgirl business cards when I was being Reverend Shannon. Because that area, I don't know, we just connect, which is fantastic. So back to December. I retreated, and it had effects on some of my relationships that I said, like I said, I was not really expecting. People thought I was mad at them, or that maybe our friendship was not going to continue, I guess is a good way to put it. They kind of took it personally. And even though energetically they knew I was going through stuff, they were still not sure about our relationship. And I do. I have a huge energy, and I can affect people easily. And so this was a good lesson for me, though, that when I'm going to hibernate, I should announce it, because I did lose a relationship over it, and I was not expecting that to happen. And so I had to work through how I felt about that. And, yeah, you know what? I was more surprised by the fact that I was okay with it. You know, I love how the universe works, because I got to see two different sides to the same situation from two different perspectives. Because, like I said, I wasn't expecting that people would think I wasn't, you know, interested in their life or, you know, wanting to be still a part of their life when I was hibernating. And so I got to have conversations with two separate people about kind of what was going on. And one of them, we talked about everything and cleared the air, and it's amazing. The other one, see, it makes my throat a little crackly, because the other one, the energy was so different. I tried to have conversations. They didn't land well. I tried to figure out what was going on. The energy was not supportive of that. And so when I would tune in, it just felt like it was time for closure. That was really fascinating to me, because I have a history of relationships with friends kind of being a bit of a revolving door. I meet people, we connect, we're friends, and then after some time, we're not anymore. And I have to work hard at letting go. I like my people. I don't want them to go away. I want to continue, you know, finding out about their life and hearing about it and helping them if I can. So I thank all of them for teaching me how to let go, because when this happened, it was so much easier. There was no dramatic ending. In fact, we're still friends. We're just both busy right now, which is perfect, because we're supposed to be, right? So that we don't have time to try to salvage something that just needs to gently go away. And in my past, I would not have gently let it go away. I would have been kicking and screaming and many conversations and tears and ranting to my husband, like, why is this happening to me again? So with all of this stuff that was going on, in January, I had booked a numerology session with an amazing lady. And the session, I mean, she was super busy, so the session didn't actually happen until last week. Wow, feels like that was weeks ago, because so much has happened since then. Anyways, I am a 9 life path, and this is it. This is the last time I will physically incarnate on this planet. And I did know that already, because I had done a future regression, and while it was fascinating and interesting, I don't recommend it. It kind of took away kind of a little bit of a surprise. But, I mean, I was going to find out eventually anyway, so I guess it was supposed to happen. But you know how Christmas morning, if you already know what you're getting, and it's kind of, you know, feels a little bit of a letdown? It's kind of what that felt like. Afterwards, I was wishing I hadn't done it, but then I just worked through that and realized, okay, there is a purpose for me knowing that this is the last time on this planet, and it was helpful in that now everything that happens, I enjoy the experience for what it is, even if it sucks, because it's still a super amazing experience. Even those hard ones, it's still an amazing experience. Because what if next time you incarnate, you're on a planet that doesn't have emotions? When I took a channeling class, one of the energies we tuned into was on this certain planet, and I didn't like it. I have not tuned into them since then, and I never will, because it kind of made me sad, because the energies of the beings we tuned into were a little bit robotic. They were doing like math and science and technology type things, and they were super amazing at it, but there wasn't a lot of emotion for them in that incarnation, and I didn't like it. So think about that when everything is all crazy and you're wondering, why did I choose all of this? Because the answer is, because you could. Your soul chose to have these experiences so that you would have these experiences. Now, back to my relationships changing. When I had the reading, one of the powerful things that came out of it is she said, yes, you have a revolving door of relationships. It's because this being my last time, I'm working out karmic debt with people. So what does that mean? Well, that means, you know, in previous lifetimes, we interacted together, and there was some karma created. And so in this lifetime, I'm working out and finishing, I guess, or completing any karmic debts I have with people. That made so much sense to me. Because, you know, the purpose of karma is to elevate our souls. It's to create soul experiences that we don't have a choice but to work out. I mean, we don't get a choice, right? We just have to do it. And so upon hearing that, and I also know that I wouldn't have been ready to hear that a year ago. The reason I got to hear it now is because, or you know what, I might have heard it before but didn't understand it and dismissed it. Don't we all do that, right? The reason I could hear it now is because I was just going through that experience where I knew it was just time for us to go our separate ways. I'm still support and love each other, but it was just time for us not to be so entangled with each other's lives. And, you know, that can change in the future, right? We can work out what we need to work out separately and come together for a supportive project, because there was no drama. Here's something else that I've learned. If you don't honor when a karmic debt is complete, and you get those little signs, right? That person's just too busy to talk to you, or you're too busy and you don't want to talk to them right now because, oh, you have all these other projects. The person will slowly become not a priority in your life, and then you're, oh man, I really like them though. I need to make time for them. Okay, let's go have lunch and see what's going on. And if you don't honor what's actually going on, that you're drifting away or that it's time, it can be explosive because the universe is sending you messages. Your guidance team is sending you messages that, okay, this relationship, it's worked through what you needed to work through, and it's time to move on. And we don't want to. Sometimes we want to hold on tight to relationships and not let them go. And, you know, it's because we truly like that other person, but it's time to let it go And that's when things can get explosive. You know how this works, right? If the universe tries to get your attention gently, 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 and you ignore, 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 something big could happen to seriously get your attention. That's how our soul lessons work. Our soul is determined for us to grow and evolve. So, you know, either you jump on board and pay attention to what's going on and do your best, or you try to be in denial and ignore it, and then it'll still get your attention. Something will still happen, and it might not be as gentle. How do you know the difference? Well, in my case, so like I said, it was beautiful because there was two different people that it was going on with at the same time. And the one, I kept getting nudged to talk to her, to send her a message, throw her a hi, you know, things like that. And the other one, I was nudged to do the same, and then I wouldn't get an answer. And it was interesting because I might not get an answer from either of them for a couple days. One just felt, oh, I want to make sure I have like a big chunk of time to talk to Shannon. And the other one felt like, I don't want to talk to her. She ignored me like from Tuesday to Thursday and December 9th to 11th, so I'm not talking to her. That's kind of what it felt like, even though I didn't know that that's like when it all started. Because all of a sudden there was messages not returned. Oh, I've just been so busy. And I'm like, cool, good for you. That's awesome. I mean, we're supportive of each other's businesses. Yay, yay, yay. But it was different. Like, energetically, it just felt, I won't say forced, but like we were both trying to keep something going that really energetically wasn't working for either of us. It's just sort of how it felt. A little bit uncomfortable, and you don't know why. Like, you don't know why it's uncomfortable. And you can scramble around and give it reasons, oh, well, because this happened to me today, so it's probably just that. But the bottom line is, the relationship has done what you guys came together to do, and it's time to just move on. And maybe now, instead of being, you know, in the friendship circle, they go to the acquaintance circle. Because you still love and honor them. You just can't be in their life as much as you were because those karmic debts are complete and that's just how it works. I found that information super powerful because then it made a lot of things make sense. Because I for sure have struggled with friendships that have left. Even though I have friendships that haven't left. I have people that I've been friends with since I was 3. Yet how come it's the ones that are gone or, you know, the negative part of it that we could tend to dwell on? Why aren't we celebrating those people that we've known for, you know, 30 years? Okay, since I was 3, so 43 years, and we can still get together and chat like it was just yesterday we saw each other. We need to focus on those, celebrate those. Because when your karmic debt is complete, and that relationship is done, and you gracefully let each other drift off or go away, or not so gracefully, maybe you need to learn to raise a fuss and scream and wail. I mean, I obviously did because I did it. I needed to learn what that felt like. I needed to learn what kind of results that got me. Not very well. Huh. Glad I could let this one go gracefully. Hee hee. And, you know, it's just how it is. It's just how, you know, this life is. So since I'm on that topic, it's interesting because I had a friend from high school. Hi, Kim, if you're listening. We were tight. We were partners in crime. And then we lived in separate cities, and it didn't work out anymore. We didn't have time to spend, so it was time for us to separate. And I hated it. I missed her. But I wasn't given a choice, and neither was she, and we just had to. And then, I don't know, even time just means nothing to me anymore. A few years ago, we connected on Facebook, And now we get together and we have lunch and we chit-chat and we text, and it's fantastic. It truly is. I mean, our relationship is far from the same as when, you know, we were teenagers, and rightly so. We're sort of adults now. I don't know. I don't really know if I want to be an adult. But, you know, there's been many years that have passed. We've each had our own experiences, and now we're together as friends again and supporting each other and enjoying it. So, you know, even though that relationship may go away for a time so that you each can work on your own thing separately, you may come together again later. It doesn't have to be a complete never see each other again ending, right? But you have to honor your own soul growth and what's going on for you. Kind of amazing. I was, you know, intrigued by how much stuff happened in December that I only found out and all the ripple effects for now. Like, it was crazy. Didn't see any of that coming. Wasn't psychic about myself there at all. It's interesting, right? Just interesting. So transformation, people, I'm telling you, that's what's happening this year. Some of it's going to be gentle. Some of it's going to be not so gentle. And we have to roll with it. So I'm going to take a quick break and have a drink of water. And then I'm going to share with you a tool to help you get through these energies.
Are you wishing to change your life? Do you feel stuck in patterns? Are you exploring who you are? The Psychic Cowgirl has answers. Soul sessions dig deep into energies to look at your situation and provide tools to move forward. Perhaps you have some past life vows, some soul contracts or karma you are working through. A soul session creates a soul cleaning and clearing. You will get to see future possibilities and timelines. You will feel empowered and inspired for your unique journey. All sessions are guided by your spiritual team. For more information, visit psychiccowgirl.com. That's psychic, P-S-Y-C-H-I-C, cowgirl, C-O-W-G-I-R-L.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I got to have a nice drink of water. I also noticed during this time my throat chakra was out of balance a lot. And, you know, we can blame it on getting a cold or allergies or because we have funky weather all over the place. But a lot of mine was because I needed to say some things or I needed to acknowledge some things. And that energy was all collected in my throat chakra. So yeah, craziness. Now I'm going to talk more about karma, but I want to share with you a tip to help you work through this. Now, I haven't had to do this with this recent relationship going on because, you know, it just feels complete. I'm sure we will have a conversation probably in March after Mercury retrograde's over, because haven't you found that you say things and they certainly do not go over as you intended? And then it's completely awkward because you're thinking, wow, I don't even know how to fix that because it's so strange. And really, that is because you are out of alignment with that person right now. And you need to simply honor that and not try to force any conversations because really, it won't work. Okay, so if you go to my website, and not right now because you're listening, I don't know how to send you there and keep listening because, you know, maybe I'll know that tomorrow, but not today. I have a soul letter that's under the Tools and Tips tab. Now, a soul letter is amazing. A soul letter is something that you write. So the very act of writing it, you get a blank piece of paper, like a computer paper, and you write this all out. It connects both sides of your brain, so it's like a meditation. And it helps you get clear on situations and understandings and just let it go. It's an energy exercise. so if you ever have something that you really, really want to say to somebody, but you are tongue-tied, or you're not sure how to start the conversation, or you're not brave enough to tell them how you really feel, right? Your throat chakra might be all plugged up, and it kind of gives you that panic feeling thinking of actually having this conversation. So here's a tool to help you with that. So I came across this letter in many different ways from numerous sources, and I should have written it all down wherever I found it. I want to say thank you to everybody who has ever shared this, because it is powerful. And if whoever created this, if I ever find out or come across that information, I'll absolutely salute them. So you write this down, like I said. You get a, see, can you feel the energy? It makes you heavy when you're doing it. Like, you will feel uncomfortable. You will probably feel like crying. So make sure you have a glass of water or tea, or depending on how intense this is, maybe you need a glass of wine to do it. Hey, no judgment here. So you take your piece of white computer paper and a pen. I don't recommend pencil. Do it in pen. It's just permanent, right? Pen doesn't erase. And it, again, that's an energy thing. So you start at the top and you write, dear soul or spirit or energies of the person, the situation, or even maybe it's an event or something happened in your life, right? You can use this to release feeling negative about yourself or being in an abusive relationship. You can use this to release the feelings you have about feeling not worthy. If you can think of a situation that makes your energy feel uncomfortable, tight, or makes you want to cry, you could use this soul letter as a tool to help you work through it. It is that powerful. Date. Put a date on it. Again, you're making a permanent record, a permanent energy record, because actually when you're done this, you do not keep it, you burn it, because you want to release it to the universe to take care of for you. You've tried your best, you've done everything you know how, and this is simply another tool to create the change or the transformation that you're looking for. So you can start off, I do have the template, right? But you're not allowed to copy and paste it and just type in on the computer your own words. No, no, no. You have to make the commitment by that blank piece of computer paper and a pen. You can't shirk on this. You cannot take a shortcut on this. So you say, I've become aware of, and you describe the situation openly using all your emotions, all the words you need to do, to use to say, they might be past your words. You're not censoring or judging yourself, right? You could even write this to yourself. For example, time means nothing to me, but I seem to recall, seeing that I let it go, that's a pun there, because I wrote one of these soul letters to the energies of letting go because I struggled with it so much. You include all your emotions for as many paragraphs or pages as you need, and you don't have to write neatly. You can write big, small, do whatever. This is not for anyone to ever read or see. This is for you. Be blunt. Be honest. Let those words fly. And so you write all that out. So an example, when I was writing the one about letting go, I would write, I really struggle with the energies of letting things go. I feel everything is my fault. I have this sense of responsibility that I've hurt people, and I let it fly. I can't think of all the words I probably used because it worked. It's getting better. It's easier every time. Now, doing this doesn't mean there's a switch flipped and, you know, everything is sunshine, lollipops, and roses. It could be, though. It depends on your energy in the situation, right? This is a personal journey. You're not like everybody else. This is yours, your personal one. So you write all those paragraphs, and then you pledge, for these things that I am aware of and any that I am not, I give my soul permission to work with, release, eliminate, transmute, balance, harmonize, let go of, whichever words in there that fit you. And you can use all of them or one of them, two of them, create your own. Remember, this is a personal exercise. You can follow my template, but you have to make it yours to make it more powerful, right? So once you figure out which words you want in there, and just let it flow, just keep writing. The above described situation and emotions, both consciously, unconsciously, and subconsciously. There you're just covering all your bases. Because the thing is, even if you're super psychic and intuitive and empathic like I am, I don't always know what's going on the other side of the situation, right? My perspective is mine. And I don't tune into everything because my head would explode, seriously. I don't need all that information. I only need what applies to me. And we'll talk about perspective some more, too. And then you say they've made their point. I thank them for the experience. I've had enough. Now go away. I forgive the experiences and I release them to the nothingness from which they came, or the everything, whichever word you like better. You can release them to the universe. Have these experiences go be stars. You know, you get to be creative on this. This is your soul letter. I forgive the name of the person, the situation, or thing, whatever was going on, that you are releasing, if applicable. I release them to their highest good. I forgive myself. Huge, right? Because you attracted this situation for your soul growth, so you need to forgive yourself for getting in that situation in the first place. I release myself to my highest good, and then there's some word choices in there, with perfect compassion in harmony with the universal wisdom and hope. Thank you. May this or something better happen for the highest good of all involved. And then you sign your name. And then you burn this piece of paper. You could read it over if you want. It depends. I don't. But that depends on you, right? Some of us like to proofread and edit. I don't. You should see how long it takes me to write a blog. Editing takes hours. Hours and hours. So then after you burn this, you just let it go. Drink lots of water, do some self-care, because really you're transforming and shifting your own energies. Now I wanted to talk about perception, because like I said, what my perception of the situation is only my point of view, right? Until I actually have a deep, in-depth conversation with the other person, I don't really know what they're thinking. I can guess. I can assume. I can say I'm super intuitive and I'm tuned in. But really, it doesn't work that way. Because you're out of alignment. If you were in alignment still, it would work that way. See how this goes? So you have to honor that their perception of the situation may not be yours. Is there an absolute truth? I don't know. I don't think so. I think it's based on perceptions, right? And so you just have to work at honoring each other. Relationships are messy, whether it's, you know, spouses, boyfriends, girlfriends, parents, siblings, friends, relatives, acquaintances. They're all messy. That's just how it is. That's why we're here, to do our best to figure it out for ourselves. Can you imagine if everybody's relationship was just one way? Like there wasn't the ups and the downs and the challenges? You know, seriously, we'd all be bored. Look at the people that love drama. I talk regularly about what I call the bored housewife syndrome. They're not happy with their life. They're bored, so they create drama. They look for havoc. It makes them feel alive. And until they work out why they feel they need to do that, it will continue. And from their perception, they're not creating drama because they're bored. They don't know that. Another thing for this year is compassion. We're going to have to just be compassionate and understand that other people's perception is not our own. That is absolutely a choice we can make. Now, here's something else I've noticed when these relationships are shifting and changing. I know for me, if someone lies to me, that's it. That's one of my, I'm done. I mean, depending on why they're lying, of course, and all of that. Like, it's not just a cut and dry. But when someone lies to me when there's no reason to lie, that tells me, you know, they probably don't even realize they did it. That is a total message from my universal spirit guide team that I have to back away from this relationship. See, look, I have a choice there. And this I've learned through experience, absolutely. I have a choice to say, oh, that person lied. How could they do that to me? They betrayed me, blah, blah, blah. See, wail and flail, which is fun sometimes. Don't ever discount that. Sometimes you need to have a hissy fit. But I've also learned that when someone does that, they might not, like they might maybe didn't mean to. It just kind of fell out of their mouth. I mean, hell, that happens to all of us, right? But that's a complete message to me from my team. We get messages from our team from other people all the time. When that happens, and I know that happens, there's this moment where I go, oh, rats, I need to back off on contact with this person. That's one of my, you know, if you play poker, it's one of the tells. When that happens, I hate it. I mean, I question their integrity, and I get all, and then I realize, oh, okay. It happened not that long ago, and the person didn't need to lie about what they lied about, and I was like, wow. And you know what? In that case, though, that person paused, and I paused. We both knew what happened, but we didn't know what to say next. That's because it wasn't an intentional lie. That was completely a very pointed message to me from my spirit guides. So I'm not mad at that person at all, because they didn't know they were going to do that, right? So perhaps you have something in your life, like say, I don't know, what would be a good for instance? Someone flirts with your husband. And that totally makes you bristly and want to claw their eyes out. When that happens or you perceive that happens, that could be a really great sign that you need to back off on that relationship because it's making you uncomfortable and you're out of alignment. Because if that person knows you well enough, they probably know that that's one of the things that pisses you off the most, right? So it's designed to get your attention. So, again, be compassionate to the other person because perhaps it's just to untangle you from their life. Complicated, right? Trying to figure all of this out. Seriously, where's the handbook? Hey, since this is my last incarnation and next time I get to be a spirit guide, I'll say, hey, could we have a handbook? Maybe that's what the Akashic records are sometimes. Our handbook to figure this all out. I'll have to ponder that. Cool. So I do want to make sure I save time for the chakra cleanse because with all this transformation energy and timeline jumping that we're all doing and, you know, working through karmic debts and moving on, we do need to make sure we keep our chakras cleansed. Now, I have started doing this every radio show when I don't have a guest, and I might do it sometimes when I have a guest, but we usually get caught up chatting and I totally lose track of time. And so if you need one during the week, you can come back to this show or any of the shows in the last 2 weeks and listen to about the last 10 minutes. You can download it on iTunes if you want to and put it on your iPod. And if you just fast forward through the show to about the last 10-minute mark, you'll just be able to listen to the chakra cleanse anytime you need it. Sometimes I've done it like every day. Depends on what's going on in my world and in my life. Because, again, another powerful, powerful tool. So just checking the time. All right. I have a few more minutes before I start the chakra cleanse. I'm just reading over some notes I had about karma because that's coming up huge. Like I said, we are working through releasing some karmic debts. And, you know, we have some karma with ourselves, right, if you want to look at it that way. Like, say, for instance, the last 17 lifetimes, you never got past doing, I don't know what would be a good for instance. I never got past letting go. Let's go there. It's probably me. And so you create this kind of karmic debt with yourself that every lifetime you're going to work on letting go. And if you pass and get it done, you've completed that karma with yourself, if that makes sense. This is where soul contracts come in, right? So I had a soul contract with that one friend, and we did. We did what we needed to do together, and I can tell you all the things that it was because it's amazing and powerful and beautiful, and I'm internally grateful to her for that. And now it's done for a while, right? We need to go. It's like getting a teacher for a while, and then you need to go practice what you've learned or implement what you've learned and without that teacher watching over you. If that makes sense. That's what a karmic debt can feel like, right? It just feels like there's going to be lots this year. So just, you know, roll with it. Be gentle on yourself. Make sure you're doing self-care when you need it because it just feels bumpy. And you tend to blame yourself. And perhaps there's nothing you did, nothing that person did. It was just a karmic debt that was done. Like I said, it all gets complicated. We need that handbook. Certainly do. Okay. Just quickly reading notes. I know that makes pauses on here. Sorry about that. Okay, so go to the tools and tips if you want that soul letter. I also have some other on there. If that doesn't float your boat right now, you can do kind of the same thing when you go to bed at night and you get into that zone just before you're ready to go to sleep, you feel relaxed. It is like a meditation. You can ask to talk to their spirit or soul at that time and say everything you need to say. And you don't have to do it loud. You can do it all internally in your mind. That also works. But that one, you will end up having a conversation with them for sure. Because what you're doing is you're practicing what you want to say, and they're practicing hearing what you're going to say, so they're not so defensive when you do have the conversation. With the soul letter that you're writing to let it go. The one where you chat to their soul when you're in a meditative state, you're doing it so that you can have the conversation. There is a difference there in how those tools work. But again, very, very powerful. And then you can always finish everything after you do all this with the Ho'oponopono prayer, which is also under the tools and tips and is my favorite. Okay, well, I'm going to play the chakra cleanse now, so I'm going to say thank you for listening to all of you. And join me next week when those of you that are not on my Facebook page, you need to get over there because I'm having a draw. I'm giving away a package of Audacious Action Angels Oracle cards. I call them the Sassy Angels. And you have to make a comment to get an entry. But go over to my Facebook page, Psychic Cowgirl, to check that out. And I will talk to you all next week. Have a great week.
This is a guided meditation to cleanse and balance your chakras. Recorded by Shannon Lackman, the Psychic Cowgirl. With your feet flat on the floor, legs uncrossed, arms uncrossed, I would like you to close your eyes. I would like you to visualize or imagine deep, thick roots growing out the bottom of your feet, deep, deep, deep into Mother Earth. Feel yourself grounding and connecting with Mother Earth. Now imagine or visualize a white ball of energy coming up from those roots. There will be two. One ball of energy into the bottom of each foot. These balls of energy are going to travel up through your ankles, up through your shins, past your knees. You may feel a warm, tingling sensation up into your legs, higher into your thighs, and both balls of white light jump together at your root chakra. Now imagine or visualize your root chakra, which is red. We are going to imagine or visualize it as a ball of red light about the size of a baseball. We are going to spin this ball of red light until it's bright, shiny, and clean. It may now look dirty or cloudy. It may be large or it may be very small. We are going to spin it until it's bright, shiny, clean, red. Your chakra is where you worry about money and survival, so we would like this one balanced. There is no way to do this wrong. Archangel Raphael is there helping you. He is also vacuuming away all the cruddy energies that's coming off your chakras. He's taking care of it all. Spinning, spinning, spinning that ball of light. Spinning, spinning. Spinning, spinning. Great. You're doing really well. Let's spin that one a little bit more. Fantastic. Okay, now let's put that one into your body. Let's move up to the orange ball of light, your sacral chakra. Let's pop that little ball of light out in front of you, or you can spin it in your body. Either way works. And we're going to spin it until it's bright, sparkly, shiny orange. Spinning, spinning. You're doing great. Spinning, spinning. Spinning, spinning until it's bright, shiny orange. Fantastic. Okay. Now that that one's shiny clean, either pop it back into your body or just move up to the next one, which is yellow, your solar plexus chakra. Let's pop out that ball of yellow light and spin it until it's shiny, bright, clean yellow. Spinning, spinning. Spinning, spinning. Great. Spin that one a little more. Fantastic. You're doing really well. Spinning, spinning. great. Let's put that one back into your body and let's move up to the heart chakra, which is green. Let's spin that ball until it's shiny bright infused with sparkles green. Again, if you are having troubles, ask Archangel Raphael to help you. Spinning, spinning. Spinning, spinning, you're doing really well. There is no way to do this wrong. Keep spinning. Great. Spin that one just a little bit more. We want it nice and sparkly. Perfect. All right, put that one back and let's move up to your throat chakra. This one is blue. Let's spin that ball of blue light energy until it's shiny and bright. Spinning, spinning. Spinning, spinning. Fantastic. Spin that one a little bit more so we can say all the things we need to say. Perfect. All right, let's put that one back and let's move up to your third eye chakra, which is located in your forehead. This one is a darker purple indigo color. Let's spin this one till it's shiny, clean, and sparkly. Spinning, spinning. Spinning, spinning. Fantastic. Doing really well. Let's give that one a few more spins. Great. All right then, put that one back and let's move up to your crown chakra, located at the very top of your head. This one is a pale violet or clear color, your choice. Let's spin that ball of light until it's bright and shiny, clean, and sparkly. Spinning, spinning. It's through your crown chakra that you receive downloads of information at times. So we want it clear and open and closed when appropriate. Spinning, spinning. Fantastic. Doing great. Spinning, spinning. Wonderful. All the cruddy energies are disappearing. Perfect. Okay, let's put that one back. Now, I want you to visualize or imagine that ball of light again. And let's bring it down, down through your throat, down through your chest, down through your tummy, all the way to your pelvis. And then it splits in two. Ball of light energy goes down each leg, down through your thighs, past your knees, through your shins, past your ankles, and grounding you deep, deep, deep into Mother Earth. And then you can bring your awareness back to the room, back to yourself, and open your eyes. If you feel like you're still in the meditation, say your name out loud. Anytime.
You have been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower you on your personal journey. For more information, to connect with Shannon directly, visit PsychicCowgirl.com. That's PSYCHICCOWGIRL.com.